It is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. With me, Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
If we raise enough money, can you hire me?
Sure.
Okay. Y'all give money. Okay, tonight at 7:30, the University Symphony Orchestra performs at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets are $5.
A bargain.
And tomorrow, Lunch Hour Jazz, celebrating the birthday of Alfonso Trent, a jazz musician in Fort Smith.
Yeah.
This happens at noon in front of the Fort Smith Museum of History, and it's free.
I love this. I love that idea.
Isn't that great?
That is. All right. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Antoinette?
Thank you, Kyle. And as Kyle makes his way back to the Richard B. Atkinson Studio, I have time to remind listeners that this is our fall on-air fundraiser. You can call now with your pledge of support at 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com. And we have had a couple of callers in the last little bit, so we would like to thank Ellen Crothers of Fayetteville for her donation. Peter Cooper, a new member, thank you. Thank you for your pledge of support. And Joel Walsh, yay, thanks Joel, also a new member. Speaking of new members, we do have a challenge out issued by Patsy Watkins of Fayetteville in the amount of $250. This is for new members. So if you've never contributed before, now would be an excellent time because you will essentially be able to double your contribution. The way a challenge works is someone like Patsy will ask us to raise a certain amount, in this case $250. And once we do, she will match that. So it's actually worth $500 to us. So if you want to become a new member like Joel or Peter and help us out with this challenge, you can give us a call now at 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. And you can also pledge online anytime at supportkuaf.com.
Have we made any inroads on the new member?
Kyle is now back in here
yes.
with me.
The new yes. contributor challenge?
We have made some, so we have about $195 left.
Very good.
Now, if you are thinking about making that first ever pledge, this is what happens to your contribution. Your pledge to KUAF goes to help pay for daily operations and program fees. The money you give pays for transmitter operations, studio equipment, network programs such as All Things Considered, which will cost us more than $55,000 this year, Morning Edition, which costs almost $110,000 each year. Now, you may be wondering how we were able to pay all of this before you got involved. Some of the money came from listeners. Some came from businesses. Some came from federal funding. Our budget is a little over a million
right.
every year, and we are responsible for raising
almost
all of that.
Right.
And I think it's something around like 75% or more comes from local support through listeners that donate,
right?
Through local underwriters,
right? Businesses
like that. So it's quite a bit. So in case you didn't understand how important you are to public radio, you're a huge part.
Couldn't do it without you,
no,
to be quite honest.
No, you and your fellow listeners are by far our most reliable source of funding. So if you've never given before, please do so today. You can do so, Kyle, by calling
800-522-5823. Or 575-5823, or online at supportkuaf.com. Truth of the matter is, there are things you do because you have to do them, and there are things you do because you want to do them. I'm pretty sure you listen to KUAF and public radio because you want to. You like the news, you like the information, the music, the entertainment, the mix of local, national, regional, international that helps you stay informed. Biggest share of the money that it takes to run this station is from you and listeners like you. And now that you know that, we're hoping that you'll want to make a financial contribution to KUAF during this fall on-air fundraiser. When you do, you're joining thousands of listeners who contribute, just like you. Not because they have to. Nobody has to, but because they want to. Now, how much should you give? Whatever you want. I will tell you this, that every contribution, every dollar, does make a difference.